This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Oh, those crafty little Democrats. They are amazing. Pocahontas, she wants to run for president. She had her chance with it during the time of Hillary Clinton. She could have knocked Hillary out of the saddle, but nobody dared do that because the fix was in for Hillary. She was going to be the next president, and then Elizabeth would join her later. She would be get a high-level position. She was already a senator. They would make her get her a cabinet position. They would put her in the lineup. She'd be on deck. And then there'd be other people in the hole, because that would have solidified everything had Hillary Clinton won. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, to you're listening to KJRadio.com. Elizabeth Warren, a fraud. And now proven fraud, proven at her own hands. And you're saying, Kevin, this is old news. No, it isn't. There's something I want to tell you about Elizabeth Warren here in a second that you probably don't know. And it all has to do with how the Democrats juxtapose, I'll get it out, and position in order to get themselves ready for the next level. Even though they know they're scoundrels, all of them do. Everybody in the Democratic Party knew that Elizabeth Warren was no more Indian than Putin. Okay? How about that? How about that as a comparison? She's no more Indian than Putin. But there she is, being fast-tracked. I dare you. Go look at Elizabeth Warren's career and tell me any reason why this woman should be a senator and sitting on the best committees and being considered as a presidential candidate. Give me any reason whatsoever. I dare you, leftists. KJRadio.com is where you can reach us. 844-551-8255. And then I want you to go back and look at her record where I never used my Indianship to get a job. I swear I did. Yes, she did. Oh, yes, she did. She kept some big sister, some big old pork rib eating sister from getting a job. I don't know who could have done her stupid job. Here's what I do know. Give me any leftist job. Oh, Kevin, she's a professor of blinkety blank studies. I'll go find a cab driver who's more competent and who would do it for a fraction of the cost. Let me tell you, if a leftist has a job, that job is being done half butt. I'll clean it up. It's being done half butt. It's being done with nothing but complaints, and all they're doing is looking at you for corporate welfare. Leftists don't know how to work. They have no work ethic. They are always looking for the easy way out. And that's exactly what Elizabeth Warren figured out. They got all these minority things that they could give us, and I'm going to take advantage of that. What did Hillary Clinton do with her lazy butt? Big old fat buttocks. She rode the coattails of her husband, Bill Clinton. What did Michelle Obama do to get a fat new book deal? She rode the coattails of her incompetent baby black Jesus husband. That's what she did. Give me your Democrat, I'll give you your scoundrel that doesn't want to work. I'll give you your lazy piker. I'll give you the dude that will come to help you, and you'll watch two dudes move that guy while he sits in the easy chair eating donuts and drinking coffee. And they'll be like, this chair is really heavy, man. Oh, it is. What's that fat little leftist sitting in there eating the donut? That's what it is. Did I mention this is the Kevin Jackson Show? I did? Yeah, KJRadio.com. All right. Good. Elizabeth Warren, a fraud. Hillary Clinton, a fraud. Barack Obama, a fraud. Michelle Obama, a fraud. Joe Biden, a plagiarizing fraud. John Kerry, a fraud. Who else? Susan Rice, a fraud. Go look at Susan Rice's record. Every time Susan Rice screws up royally, she got a promotion. Go look. Don't believe me. Every time. Screw up, get a promotion. Woohoo, look at Susan Rice. She's amazing. So this is what we deal with. They call it the Peter Principle. It's crazy. Potential 2020 Democratic presidential contender, Senator Elizabeth Warren, and her husband more than doubled their average charitable donations in 2017. 1 year before the Democrat was set to run again for her Senate seat in Massachusetts. See, Let me explain something to you. White people listening to the Kevin Jackson Show and the handful of others, minorities, you know, you people. Elizabeth Warren wanted to make sure she won. She wanted to make sure the optics of what she's doing looks good. So she doubled her charitable contributions. Go look at the charitable contributions of any Democrat before they run for office, after, etc. Go look at them. It's dismal. I did it. In my second book, Sexy Brilliance, I looked at how much money John Kerry gave. I looked at how much money Joe Biden gave, Barack Obama. They give away other people's money. You know, the biggest donation time for Barack Obama in the history of his miserable life was when he won the Nobel Peace Prize and he donated $1 million. That was the biggest. That's other people's money. He knew he didn't deserve it. And he said, you know what? I don't have that money. It'll give me a fat tax write-off. Give it away. It'll look good. No, let me tell you what he was doing. He was saying, admitting by giving it away, I don't deserve it. Every time that clown goes by and looks at that Nobel Peace Prize, he should shake his doggone head and go, really? Dude was waging three wars and they gave him a Nobel Peace Prize. Donald Trump negotiates peace on the North, I keep calling it the North Korean, the Korean Peninsula. And we're well on its way. He has the world safer than at any time in modern history since Obama, and certainly in the last decade. He has the world safer. And they don't even consider him. You know what I think about the Nobel Peace Prize? It ain't even worth toilet paper. Anyway, Elizabeth Warren, she gives. Warren and her husband, Bruce Mann, released their tax returns in August that revealed an average charitable donation of about 4% from 2018 to 2017. In the last year, however, 1 year before her reelection bid, Warren and her husband donated nearly 9% of their income to charity, or about $82,000. But prior to that, $37,000 was their donation. So they upped it. They knew the optics didn't look good. And it's only 9%. It's not even a tithe. Yeah, it's not even. Go to 10% so you could at least say she tithed, right? It's not. You better know they did it kicking and screaming. They looked for every angle. Let me tell you what you should see. With the amount of money these clowns made, she should have given $300,000, $500,000 to charity. That's what they talk about, right? Charity. Why don't we have a watchdog group that just focuses on nothing but their tax returns? Because they want Donald Trump's tax returns, don't they? Look at what she gave away. What do you think the Obamas are going to give away this year? They got fat contracts, big speaking engagements, running all over the country doing stuff. What do you think they're going to get? I have no idea, but it won't be a fraction of what they should give. Great show coming up.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
So I had a guy, he called the show and he wanted to talk to me about border children. And he called me a liar. And, you know, and he's like I was afraid to debate him or something. I'm like, you must be out of your mind, dude. I'm not afraid to debate anybody. People act like I put this out there as a joke? I'll debate anybody anytime, anywhere. So anyway, here's what we had as a discussion when I called him back.
Yeah, this is Kevin Jackson calling the person who said I didn't have the courage to take a call on the air.
Yeah,
so,
do you take calls on the air?
I do, yeah, sure.
So when do you do it?
It depends. Depends on the market you're in. You're probably listening to... I don't know what market you're in. It looks like you're calling from a California number, maybe.
Yep. I've called you before.
Okay. Well, happy to take your call. So you tell me what you want to debate, when, and we'll. I'm happy to do it. I love embarrassing leftists.
You're on the air right now.
Well, you're probably listening to it in a recorded mode, depending on the location you're in, because I'm obviously not on the air right now. So happy to. Listen, here's the deal. I'm calling you now so you understand that I'm willing to debate you anytime, anywhere. So if you want to do it on the air, you want to do it now. Doesn't matter to me. It always cracks me up. You guys, you call and leave me this nondescript message. Oh, you won't debate me on the air. And you don't even know how my radio show works. So I'm calling you right now. I'm willing to debate you right now.
Damn liar. Man, I'm telling you.
I'm willing to debate you right now.
QCN says you're on the air between noon and 3, right? Eastern time.
Yeah, noon and 3 Eastern time, depending upon the market. Look, I'm not going to explain radio to you. Do you think I'm in two places at one time, Princess? Do you believe that you're talking to Kevin Jackson right now? Do you believe you're talking to Kevin Jackson right now? Yes or no? Are you talking to Kevin Jackson right now, Princess? Are you talking to Kevin Jackson right now, Princess? It's a simple question. No, I'm looking for you to debate. You say you want to debate. You want to do it on the air. I'll play this on the air. I'll debate you anytime, anywhere. You got Kevin Jackson, Princess. Now, what do you want to talk about?
I'm wondering if you've got the courage to...
The courage to do what? I got the courage to meet you. I got the courage to talk to you on the air, on TV. Have I ever said or done makes you think you have me scared? What would make you think you have me scared, Princess?
Children at the border.
Okay, let's talk about it.
Thousands of children.
Yeah, great. Thousands of children.
Have you got the guts to go against Trump on that issue?
Why would I go against Trump on thousands of children against the border? How many thousands of children have you helped in America, Princess?
So what's your deal about princess?
You're a princess because you believe that people are afraid to debate you, and I'm calling you princess because this warrior is not afraid to debate you. So if you want to talk about kids in Mexico, let me ask you this, princess. How many black kids have you worried about who've been separated from their parents? How many black kids have you been worried about who've been separated from their parents? How many black kids are you caring about? How many white kids have you cared about who were separated from their parents here in America? Have you ever gotten a kid out of foster care? Really? That's where they're being kidnapped? That's where they're being kidnapped. Do you know the kidnapping of kids in Africa? They kidnap these kids and then they make them go kill their own parents. Have you ever thought about that?
Right now.
Oh, really? That's happening right now. No, no. What's happening right now is you are at a level of ignorance because you want people to believe that America should care about parents who put their kids in harm's way. That is called neglect. I dare you to do it. I dare you to put your kid, go walk across the country, do something illegal, and get your kid taken away and see what happens.
I mean, the congressman came on the news today and said that no matter if they came across the border legally or illegally, their kids are taken either way.
Doesn't matter. The bigger point is, answer a simple question. Would you as a parent walk 1,000 miles knowing that you could get arrested because you're an interloper in somebody's territory? Would you do that to take your kids into that?
Are you investing in these privatized prisons?
What does privatized prisons have to do with the question you just asked me? What does the question of privatized prisons have to do with what you just asked me?
What's that?
What does the question of privatized prisons have to do with the question you just asked me?
Because it's clear that this whole thing has to do with privatized.
I don't want, no. What's clear is what you avoiding the very simple question of would you put your child in harm's way in that way. Is that what good parenting is about? What?
Are you familiar with the laws of the land where each case is decided individually?
The laws of Iran. That's what you're worried about? How many people do you think immigrate into Iran?
Of the land.
Oh, the law of the land. So we should be inviting people to let their kids walk 1,000 miles across Central America, Mexico, and when they get to the United States, then we adjudicate. Is that what you're saying? How did they get here? When did those kids get into harm's way? Did they get into harm's way when they left their homes? Did they get into harm's way when they were going 1,000 miles through Mexico?
Kidnapped.
Oh, kidnapped. You don't care about kidnapped kids.
Yes, I do.
Oh, really? So what did you do about Boko Haram? How vocal were you when those girls got kidnapped?
I worked on it all the time.
Yeah, what do you do when you work on it? What does that mean?
You didn't deal with it.
What does that mean, you worked on it? Did you go to Africa and help get them back?
It has to do with Eric Prince. It has
did you have to, did you go, what did you do to give back the thousands of girls that are kidnapped? And they're kidnapped every day in Muslim countries. What have you done that's tangible? Name me one thing that's tangible.
Called you a liar.
Well, yeah, that's it. That's all you got. That's all you got is nothing but lip service. And then you want to pretend that you care about these Mexican kids crossing the border. You don't care about You don't care about
You can't go against the big boys.
Oh, go against the big boys. What, you? You, little princess? You who care about the Mexican kids so much that you didn't do for him when Obama talked about him? Yeah, what did you do when Obama did the same thing, princess? Huh? What'd you do? All you do is talk, and you talk about you got an argument. You got, oh, do you know what the prisons that are going to get built, the prisons that are building over here? You're a buffoon and a moron, and you don't want to look at what people are doing to protect our borders. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Legislation, this, that, and the other. Let me tell you something. You don't give a shit about the people languishing in this country, kids being separated from their parents. You don't care. You don't care about the kids in Africa. You don't care about the kids in the Middle East. Oh, you know, Trump is it. It's all about Trump. Yeah, it has nothing to do with Donald Trump. You didn't even bring this up under Obama. Because you know why? You're a disingenuous, lying piece of That's what you leftists are.
You're a liar.
Yeah, you're a liar. Is that all you got? Is that all you got, princess? Is you going to call me a liar? Is that all you got? Is that your argument?
You're gonna sell out my phone number?
Oh, yes. Why would I sell out your phone number? Look, I just wanted to call you and tell you nobody's afraid to have an argument with you or debate. That's why I wanted to call you.
There you have it, folks. We'll be right back. Keep it here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Attention parents and grandparents, have you ever wanted to give a gift that would have lasting value and provide spiritual benefits long after Christmas is over? A gift you could even call an investment in the next generation? If so, this is going to be the single most important message you'll hear this holiday season. Hi, I'm Bill Hyde, and I want to tell you about an exciting gift, one you can give your kids or grandkids that's going to teach Christian history, build up their faith, provide extraordinary role models, and it's all done with a distinctive Christian worldview. I'm talking about the award-winning Movies for the Mind CD sets based on the Extraordinary Adventures of G.A. Henty audio series. The best part? You can finally give a Christian gift to the kids that's not boring, dull, or cheesy. The audio adventures also build vocabulary, focus, and attention span. But they're not sold in stores, and you can't get the adventures at any big internet retailers either. So to learn more, even get below wholesale pricing and a whole bunch of Christmas bonuses, go to givetheadventure.com. That's givetheadventure.com. The perfect gift for kids of all ages from 6 to 100. Go to givetheadventure.com.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net, the right place to be.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
President Trump says the U.S. and Saudi Arabia will remain close allies despite the murder of Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo talking about our alliance with Saudi Arabia at the State Department.
It's a mean, nasty world out there, the Middle East in particular. There are important American interests to keep the American people safe. It is the President's obligation, indeed the State Department's duty as well, to ensure that we adopt policies that further America's national security.
President Trump is pardoning two Thanksgiving turkeys. The president gave both peas and carrots a presidential pardon. The president did have a message, though, for both peas and carrots.
Even though peas and carrots have received a presidential pardon, I have warned them that House Democrats are likely to issue them both subpoenas.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Make Kohl's Black Friday your first stop with incredible Black Friday doorbusters. Stores open Thursday at 5 p.m. or shop online all day Thursday. Plus, get $15 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Get the Xbox One S, $199.99. Amazon Echo Dot, $24. Google Home Hub, $99. And the Fitbit Charge 3, $119.99. Kohl's Black Friday. Don't miss it. Select styles valid while supplies last or until 1 p.m. Friday. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
So this guy writes a piece. His name is Brian Lenny. And he writes a piece on why America needs the anti-feminist movement. And it caught my eye because we've needed the anti-feminist movement for decades. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to KJRadio.com. And here's what he writes. He wrote this in Town Hall, and he says, since Trump won the presidency in 2016, America's become unhinged. One could say both sides are more polarized now than they've ever been, like the fact that there are two sides to everything instead of multiple camps. And it's becoming uglier by the second. And who's leading the charge from the far left? Radical feminism. It's everywhere. KJRadio.com is where you can find out more about us, 844-551-8255. I've been preaching this. Look, I am a feminist in the sense of women can do whatever they choose to do. I don't have any, there's no nothing in my mind that puts a restriction on a woman. If a woman can, I know women that are tougher than 99% of the men. And when I say this, I'm telling you, I know these people firsthand. I've fought with them in terms of martial arts. I've, you know, supported their tournaments. I've trained some of them. I mean, I could, there are women I would put in the Navy SEALs. They are tough, tough, tough. I'm serious. You ever watch some of these competitions? These, like, what do they call it? Adidas, the fit thing or whatever. There are some women there, I'm telling you. Men can't do it. Now the argument could be, well, Kevin, you take those women and what they have to go through, and then you look at what the men go through. I completely agree, but what I'm getting at is any of those women that can get through that fit contest, whatever they call it, they're studs. They are specimen. They could get through buds. I'm just saying, like a Navy SEAL, and they would get you out. They wouldn't be the top of the Navy SEALs in terms of physicality. But there's a lot more to physicality, to being a SEAL, than physicality. There's a lot of it that's mental, and on and on. So what I'm getting at is, even though, you know, and I'm going to talk about it from a physical point of view, I don't ever anticipate watching a female win the male 100-yard dash, or 100-meter dash, rather, in the Olympics, or any other male-dominated race. I don't anticipate that, because there's a physical limitation based on physiology. But in terms of anything else, I'm a feminist. A woman could be the president and CEO of a company. I'll have just as much respect for her as I would for a male. If we find the right woman to be president, I think Nikki Haley would be an amazing president. I think I've already given some theories on what's going to happen next time with her. So all I'm getting at is feminism is fine. If a guy says to me, Kevin, I'm a feminist, I look at him and go, okay, well, give me your definition. I believe women, he gives me what I just said,
I join you, my brother. But if you tell me I hate men and men are the cause of all these, then I'm like, okay, now you're a radical feminist. Here's what this guy goes on to say. We saw it failed in the failed Kavanaugh witch hunt. Excuse me. We see it every single night, late night TV. We see it in the never-ending leftist marches, rallies, and protests that haven't stopped since 2016. It's invaded Silicon Valley, Hollywood, the highest levels of the U.S. government. We can't seem to get away from it. And it's funny that most people think it's a joke. Here's what he references with Huffington Post. It says, only one-fifth of Americans identify as feminist, but the vast majority fit the basic definition of the word. According to the survey, just 20% of Americans, including 23% of women and 16% of men, consider themselves feminist. Another 8% consider themselves anti-feminist. 63% said they're neither. So his point is feminism is a tiny majority, but it is a loud voice. He says, do a search on Amazon for feminist books and you get this. Over 20,000 results. And what you see is just pure hate. Definitely not Susan B. Anthony's feminism. Amazon boasts titles like Witches, Sluts, Feminist, Conjuring the Sex Positive, Nasty Women, Feminism Resistance, Revolution, and Trump's America. Too Fat, Too Slutty, Too Loud, The Rise and Reign of the Unruly Woman. This is what these women want to be. They want to be considered nasty women. They want to be considered slutty, witches, etc. And they're saying, if they call you that, embrace it. He says, these books aren't about equal rights for women. We already won that fight. These books are about hating white men, Trump, traditional morality, and masculinity. See, here's what the deal is. When feminists get mad when they can't do the things that they think are freeing and liberating to them. So in other words, if society deems a woman that goes out and has sex every day with a different guy, you know, multiple sex partners at any, you know, at a time or whatever, they have, we create words for people like this. They create words for people like this because that's what words do. They convey a thought or a behavior or something, right? But when that word is, so for example, if you use the word slut, so what does it mean? It means a woman who's considered promiscuous, probably, you know, does sexual types of activities that the majority of women go, that would not be the societal norm. It's just a word. It's a word that conveys a thought. Now, you can give it all kinds of emotion if you want, but it is what it is. And so feminists go, don't you call us that. We're just women that practice our sex. No, you're okay. I tell you what. You've given me a lot of words. We're women who are free to practice our sexuality any way that we choose, and we didn't. Okay, what's the word for that in feminist talk? So if they said, well, the word for that is chair. Okay, great. You're a chair. Now, you know what would happen to chair? Chair would become the new four-letter word for slut. Because whatever the description of what you do is what you do. You know, if you said to me, no, Kevin, she's very chaste. She's a whatever. I mean, give me a word for somebody who's isn't going to have sex with you before marriage, or she's, you know, very selective about her sexual partners or whatever. Give me the word. When I use, oh, she's very chaste. Oh, she's a prude. Oh, I know what you're trying to say about me. If that's what feminism do. Oh, you know, she's one of those. Those Bible thumpers. No, that's the description of what she is. She says, I'm not going to go out in order to find a man to make me feel that I'm whole or whatever. But feminist attacker. Look, I'm all for the words. Give me the word you want to be called, because here's what society is going to do. If a slut becomes a chair will become the word you can no longer use. Don't get mad at me for your activity. He says, in short, the new feminism isn't about real feminism at all. Real feminism is pro-woman, pro-family, pro-man, pro-equal rights. That's the feminism I buy into. I mean, I'm just telling you, I read his, but that's what I buy into. He says, not true of the new feminists. In fact, the new feminists are more akin to Karl Marx than they are Rosa Parks. The new feminists are advocating for violence. They advocate for hate. They advocate for discrimination. They advocate for prejudice. They advocate for censorship, not for women's rights. He says, besides, we already have women's rights in the States. That was taken care of decades ago. So maybe these new feminists should go to some lesser developed countries if they want to do some real good. I hear Turkmenistan is lovely in the fall. Because the countries where the idea of feminism actually makes sense are the ones where women can't have jobs. They can't drive. They can't go to school. They can't show their faces. But what are we talking about? We're talking about people that want to be able to practice whatever sexuality they want. And don't you call me a skank, a slut, or whatever. Give me the new words. Give me the new words because I'm happy to use them. It's a pillow. A woman who wants to go out and have sex every night with different guys, multiple guys, whatever, call it whatever you want. I'm not moralizing about what you do. Society does that. You can do it yourself. Parents, boyfriends, girlfriends, I don't care. But give me the word. You want to call it a pillow? Oh, yeah, she's a pillow. Well, what do you think is going to happen to a pillow? See, this is what makes me mad about the lexicon and how it changes and how the left manipulates it. He says, so why is the anti-feminist movement not as loud? Well, for starters, the powers that be are suppressing and censoring them. The three biggest influencers of culture, tech, media, and Hollywood, are dominated by radical feminists. Heck, we even had Madonna threaten to blow up the White House after Trump was elected. Whoever controls the narrative controls the culture, and with the narrative being so carefully and aggressively trumpeted by leftists, it's no wonder why the anti-feminist camp is having such a tough time being heard. He says, do the research on anti-feminist books. You get 356. Most are the results of the still pro-feminist books. Take it a step further, he says, if you search for anti-feminist kids' books, you get zero. You get books on teaching your little girls how to rail against the patriarchy, but if you want one unpacking the ridiculousness of third wave feminism, you can't find one. It's a total imbalance, and we allow it to happen, sadly.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Folks, it's a holiday season with hope in the air, things to look forward to, and no time for despair. Health can be a challenge, and so can the mail. So Get the Tea wants to help you by giving you a sale. Buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month for free. No limit. That's buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month free. That's a savings of $35. Where? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Scroll down on the front page and find the Buy Two, Get One Free ad. Click it and save. Orders over $100 get free shipping. Send the gift of life. Change tea at GetTheTea.com. We have many, many non-GMO organic supplements just waiting for you. This holiday season, enjoy health and Thanksgiving with GetTheTea.com. Want to call us? 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. GetTheTea.com is a proud sponsor of Doing What's Right. That's GetTheTea.com.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Rising star in politics, speak at the DNC National Convention.
There is not a liberal America and a conservative America. There is the United States of America.
A meteoric rise that would lead to Barack Obama's own candidacy in 2007.
I stand before you today to announce my candidacy for president.
What do you wish you could tell your pre-White House self?
Whew. You know, the hard parts were the things that I expected.
that it was going to be hard, you know? So much of this country lives in isolation, and we just don't know each other. And so there were people who didn't know what a black woman was and sounded like, and so I knew that was going to be a challenge, that I'd have to earn my grace.
Oh, yeah. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's Kevin Jackson Show. Michelle Obama would have to earn her grace. The woman that said, for the first time in my adult life, I'm proud to be an American. Because all you white people got suckered and voted for my husband. Baby black Jesus is in the house. Woo! KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Voted for her husband, so hey, it's all good. You're good. Way to go, white folks. Way to go. Oh, by the way, you're still racist. Oh, yeah, yeah. Because here's the deal. The ones of you who voted for Barack, you're good. But all your kinfolk, they're all racist. She was already talking smack about you. Because let me tell you, white people, you're only 3 degrees of separation from each other. I mean, all of you. You're only 3 degrees of separation from Brad Pitt. You're 3 degrees of separation from Susan Sarandon, from Matt Damon, from all those lefties out there. Clooney, De Niro, all of them. She's talking about your kinfolk. What y'all say? Y'all didn't do very much. Yeah, Barack Obama becomes president of the United States, racial tension increases exponentially in this country. I mean, you couldn't have planned it any better if you ran the Klan. Oh, that's right. The Democrats do run the Klan. She said, it would be hard. I knew when Barack got nominated and then he was elected, it would be hard. Yeah, it was hard. Really hard. If Hillary Clinton could be a first lady, let me tell you something. There's a lot of nasty women that could be the first lady. And then I love this part where she says, the country lives in isolation. What kind of country is she talking about? I grew up where we had 2.5 TV channels. 2 that came in okay, 1 that came in fuzzy. You only got it half the time. I'm not kidding you. We would have to, either you held the antenna there and hopefully it didn't fizz out, all right? Or it just fizzed in and out, and when it fizzed out too much, you just changed the channel. I don't know how many episodes of Welcome Back, Kotter I missed because it was on NBC. Y'all all know NBC was fuzzy. It was in and out. But she says the country lives in isolation. There's hardly a place on the planet where we don't have cable TV, dish TV, hundreds of channels, all types of things. You would have a difficult time avoiding black folks or Latinos or Asians or gay and lesbian or women or whatever. A difficult time. It doesn't, practically doesn't exist. Unless all you watch is the fishing channel, or you're a hunting channel, or maybe some obscure cooking channel or whatever. Shoot. Man, let me say, what are you talking about? We're isolated. How many white kids listen to hip hop? Most of hip hop is now white kids. I don't know if you guys know this. Hip hop is dominated. White kids are the buyers of this music. You go to a concert. It used to be you go to a hip hop concert. You think, oh man, it's going to be full, a sea of black people. Man, there are more white kids in that concert than black folks. Trust me. In the early days, it wasn't. Not anymore. Pick up your kids, MP player, MP3 player. Check out their music. It'll shock you. But here's what she says. People didn't know what a black woman was and sounded like. What planet do you live on, you racist? That is so ridiculous. That would be like having a Melania Trump say, well, you know, the black people that live in inner cities did not understand what it was like to have a white female, a white president, a white first lady. People would think she lost her mind. Man, these people are so ridiculous. Doesn't it just make you sick? I had to earn my grace. Well, you didn't. Where were you going to get it from? Were you going to work it off somewhere? God, talk about over the top, these people. Anyway, the media wants us to believe Michelle Obama is the next big hope for Democrats. Look at this new book she's written. What's it called? Behind or Before? Starts with a B, doesn't it? I'm baffled that anybody gives a crap about her. And the way she's going to make money on her book? She's going to make money on her book by talking about the Trumps. Mm-hmm. They want her to be the first woman president. And it would be great if she's the first woman black president. Her book tour, they're going to tell you, is a rousing success. I don't know what her advance was. One of her callers called in and said, kid, she got another big advance. Okay. I'm not mad at her. Get a big advance. But you think she's going to be it? You think she's going to be the nominee? Do you think she wants to run? I talked on it earlier. I said, I don't believe Michelle Obama wants to run for president. I think she understands the grind that it is. And I think worse than that, she understands there's a job to be done. She and Barack are now worth, I heard this, $120 million now. Not too bad for a bunch of race pimps. Race pimping is an amazing thing. I was telling people when I said Kellyanne, not that she would do a race pimp, but you get fired from the White House like an Omarosa, it's good for a while. If Omarosa were a better person, like, you know, a nicer person, she would be one of the richest people on the planet right now. She would be. She's just so vile. But if she were nice, if she had a nice personality and people wanted her, man, Omarosa would get $100,000 to speak, and she would be busy 4 weeks out of the month. I'm not exaggerating it. That's how, when she turned on President Trump, that was it. She could have been the belle of the ball, but she's so vile that nobody wants her. They don't want her around. She'd have her own show. Can you imagine a nice Omarosa, one that was like bubbly and friendly like a Robin Mead on HLN? You know, they had that kind of personality, like a Fox and Friends morning girl. Like, hey, how's it going? You know, brainless, because you don't have to know anything. You don't have to know anything to do those shows. Producers write the shows. All you have to do is be able to read. I'm giving you a little inside baseball here. If you can read, you can do that show. So you got, if Omarosa had the personality of Ashley Ainhart or whatever her name is, she would have her own show. It would be prompt. She would have replaced Megyn Kelly, and she'd be making $20 million a year. She'd be speaking for $100,000 to $150,000 a pop, 4 nights a week. I'm not kidding you. She'd be made four weeks out of the month if she wanted to do it. So she'd be making $400,000 a month. $5 million a year, just speaking. She would be running charities. People would be throwing money at her. They'd put galas on. I'm just telling you what would happen to her. I could go that route. You guys have heard me talk about this. I said if I was a sellout like the Obamas, like Bernie Sanders, like Michael Eric Dyson, like I don't want to call Van Jones a sellout. I think Van has enough redeeming qualities where he could probably be convinced to come over. But many of these guys are sellouts. Van Jones, I'll put it this way. He knows how much money is to be made on the left. He picked right in that regard. See, I don't look at that. It's funny. I was at a fundraiser. It wasn't a fundraiser. It was an event, but there were lots of people that donate big money. And I was there, and I was talking to some of my friends, and they said, Kevin, man, you have such a great personality. They go, man, people must be throwing money at you. I said, nope. I go, I'm horrible at asking for money. The people that donate to us are people that have literally said, Kevin, come meet with me, and I'm writing you a check right now, and I'm going, what? It's shocking to me that they do, but they're like, I don't do what you do. I'm not going to do what you do. I want to help you continue to do what you do. You're too important to us. And so they do it. But if I were better at it, I'd figure out that there's a lot of money on this side of the aisle. But I know this, if I ever switched, I wouldn't even have to. People would be coming to me. And I don't play the victim, but I could. Michelle Obama plays the victim. She rose from black militant to black debutante, and she continues to sell victimhood to women all across this country.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.